Welcome back. My name is Brian Suda, and you're listening to North Atlantic Radio. It's been a while since you've heard from us, and we're going to try something a little different for this season. It's going to be just me for a bit until Matt and I figure out exactly what we're going to do with officially season two of North Atlantic Radio. In the meantime, I'm going to put together six or so short 5-minute podcasts with some friends talking about random topics and hopefully some interesting ideas. What you just heard is arguably the first recording of a computer voice. It came from an IBM 704 computer in 1962. It was programmed in such a way that the MIDI beeps made it sound like a human voice. There's a really interesting video on YouTube. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's Arthur C. Clarke introducing the machine at Bell Labs. They play this exact same song. What's interesting about it is that Arthur C. Clarke was there listening to the song, then several years later, when he went and made the movie 2001, it was the song that they chose for Hal to sing when his memory was being reset, and effectively he was dying. It's really interesting because it's kind of come full circle, that the first voice produced by a computer was a song Daisy Bell. It also happens to be the last sounds from Hal. It's also interesting because the name Hal is just one letter offset from IBM. If you take the H and move it to I, move the A by one to letter B, and L to one to letter M. Maybe Arthur C. Clarke knew about all these little subtle things when he was putting it into his books. Maybe he didn't. Either way, makes for an interesting story. Recently, Aaron Koblin and Daniel Massey put their own spin on this song. They used Amazon's Mechanical Turk and uploaded 2,000 syllables and parts of the original song and asked the participants to hum the same sound back into the microphone. They collected those 2,000 parts and reconstructed them into something they call a bicycle built for 2,000. That was Bicycle Built for 2000. You can dig a bit deeper into this project at bicyclebuiltfor2000.com. That's 2000 all spelled out. The original song Daisy Bell was from 1892, but you could date it back as early as 1860. Now, if you look at the Wikipedia page about Daisy Bell, you can read more about all the instances where it's permeated into our pop culture. There are subtle references in Disney movies to movies such as Revenge of the Nerds. It's really quite interesting to see how many places this song has really impacted and touched. That's been another episode of North Atlantic Radio. In our next podcast, we'll have a look at a relatively new book called Web Form Design, Filling in the Blanks, about how to create better forms and experiences for your customers. Until next time, you can contact us at our email address at hello@northatlanticradio.com and let us know what you think of the new format and any ideas that you might have for topics. Thanks for listening. Bye.